So we're discussing Bhajan Rahasyam, Satamayam Sadhana, Chapter 7 from Bhaktivinoda Thakura's Bhajan Rahasyam. He's describing the most exalted state of prema known as Vipralamba prema, the intense separation that the residents of Vrindavan feel when Krishna sometimes appears to separate himself from them. And yesterday we were reading this one verse, number 16. And in that verse we're hearing something about anurag and other points are there. That when one is in this separation mood, like what we were reading yesterday, this verse, this is from Krishna Karanamrita, from the same Bilvamangala Thakur. So this is, we read this yesterday. That the gopis, when they're separated from Krishna, they have what's called spurti, which also happens at the level of separation of a sadhaka. When a sadhaka comes, of course, in one sense, he's not a sadhaka. When a sadhaka comes to the level of bhava, sometimes the Lord manifests himself to the devotee in a brief vision. It's called spurti. And he's not sure whether is it a dream? Am I really seeing Krishna? So this happens also with Radharani. And somehow Bilvamangala Thakura was able to capture that and describe what Radharani was speculating. What am I seeing? I'm seeing this beautiful bluish form of Krishna, but is this a halo of sweet effulgence, or is this the personification of sweetness? Who is this? Who is manifest before my eyes? Because in a separation, the mind becomes extremely disturbed. When one is separated from the beloved, when Radharani is separated from Krishna, then her mind is, she's beside herself. There's so much disturbance. So she can't really clearly understand, and Krishna will manifest to her. And she doesn't know, is it really Krishna, Sakshat Krishna, or is it a vision of Krishna? Because one can be so absorbed in a particular person or object, and that absorption can be so intense that they feel that they're seeing the person. Like someone loses an object, and where is that? And then you look, and they say, there it is. And they think they see it. And then they go, and it's nothing there. It's almost like an illusion. So this, we were speaking about that. And then this, all these types of experiences of viraha are very much seen at the level of mahabhav. So we were discussing, or we're going to introduce a little bit of discussion of mahabhav. That there are two types of mahabhava. It's rudha and adiruddha. Rudha mahabhava. So this type of rudha mahabhava is that the time of one moment without Krishna seems like a millennium. And a millennium in Krishna's association passes by in a second. An example is the Braja Gopis cursing the creator for making eyes that blink, for that moment's obstruction in seeing Krishna is intolerable. So there are some verses in the Bhajan Rahasyam where he's explaining this point about this type of mahabhav, which is all about the time factor. How when the gopis are in mahabhav, how the time factor exhibits its supreme, the relative aspect. And the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, when we read that, we see that the gopis were desirous of being with Krishna forever in the rasa dance. And so he practically did that. They wanted to be with Krishna forever and never leave him, because this is the epitome of rasa, the rasa dance. The flavor, the experience, the ecstasy, the joy of serving Krishna in this context of the rasa lila, all the different types of bhavas were there. And different kinds of emotions they were experiencing, so they wanted to be there forever in that Ras Mandal. Like a circle, if you get in, like they say, the symbol of infinity. The symbol of infinity is the figure 8. You know, infinity, you have a circle like this and a circle like that. And when it's horizontal, like this, this is figure 8, right? 8. But when it's like this, it's called infinity. Because if you get inside that circle, you go this, you go up and down and up, and then down and up. So you never come out of that figure. So this figure of circle, mandala means circle, this is infinity. This represents infinity, no ending, go on and on and on forever. So Krishna, when he invited all the gopis to the rasa dance, he was inviting them to enter the circle of infinity, to come to the circle that never ends. And when, if we enter the rasa dance, then we never end. It never ends, and we never end. The rasa dance never ends. And one who is absorbed in the rasa dance, he lives eternally. So this is the infinity. So they, of course, this is the tattva. And the gopis are in Naralila, so they're just thinking like, they're gopis, and in a few hours the sun will rise, and the night will be over, and the fun will be over, and the dance will be over. And this is not a very good proposal. So they were praying like anything. Oh, Krishna, please, can you do something? Can you make the night last forever? And so he said, all right, I'll make it last forever. So it lasted for the night of Brahma. In terms of time, that's practically forever. It's 310 billion years or something. Some extraordinary amount of time. But what happened was, when they were dancing for those 310 billion years, which means infinity, dancing for infinity, infinity went by in a second. As you can imagine this. Infinity went by in a second. They said, wait a minute, the sun is rising? Where did the sun come from? We just entered the timeless region. And now the sun is coming. Because then that's another aspect of Krishna's rasa, the separation. The sambhog and the rasa and the viraha and the separation. So this is all of these, this pastime of rasa lila and so many others, they submerge the gopis' hearts in this intense ocean of mahabhav. And as a result of this mahabhav, they display so many different emotions and so many different features and expressions, which Krishna relishes. Because the whole purpose of all the interactions and exchanges of rasa is for the pleasure of Krishna. Rasa vaisaha. Rasa vaisaha. That he is the rasaraj. He is the relisher of rasa. He is the connoisseur of rasas. So this is told here, in this cited here in the Bhajan Rahasyam, this Ruda Mahabhav, there's an example. The gopis condemn providence. So this is gives us some example of the symptoms of how the gopis feel when they're experiencing this Mahabhav, this great love, this great intense feelings. And this is from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10:39-19. And this 39th chapter this is called Viraha Gita. Acharyas say this is Viraha Gita. There's intense separation here. The ultimate separation is this Pravasa Rag, where Krishna is not only going to a distant place in Vrindavan, but Akrura is actually taking Krishna out of Vrindavan and taking Krishna to Mathura. So this is long distance separation. Because Mathura is like another world. Although someone says, oh, it's only 8 kilometers. Mathura is only 8 kilometers, land-wise, from Vrindavan. But in terms of bhav, in terms of mood, it's millions and millions of kilometers. Just like if someone is simply on a very low level, he cannot actually touch someone on a very high level. Like a 5-year-old boy, can he have any touch of the reality of the emotional exchanges of a married man and woman? Those emotions are beyond his touch. He's 5 years old. He can't touch. It's beyond his perception or conception. Why is she looking like this? And why is he saying like that? He's just looking, you know. she's angry, but she's smiling. But now she's crying, but then she's laughing. And they can't follow. They really can't follow. So Mathura is like that. The vibration, the love, the experience, the flavor, the rasa of Mathura, it can't touch Vrindavan. It's beyond. The Brajagopis, they can't contact. So it's beyond their touch. Because that often is asked, well, why didn't the gopis jump in a bullock cart and run to Mathura? Well, just grab that rascal and bring him back. Just jump on him at night, tie him down, and you know, kidnapping, it's a common thing. People kidnap movie stars and politicians. What's this little blue boy? It's not a big deal. You know, 100 gopis jump on him, tie him up when he's sleeping, and then throw him in a bullock cart and take him back. What's the big deal? If one guy can take him out of Vrindavan, 108 gopis can certainly bring him back, isn't it? So that wasn't possible. So in that state, when Krishna was mounting the chariot, then they spoke this Viraha Gita. Aho vidattas tavana kuchitaya samyojya maitriya pranayena dehyena tamshchakritartan vyunakship yupartakam vikriditam terbaka cheshtitam yata. O vidatta means God, providence. O vidatta, you are the arranger of everything. But there is not even a trace of mercy in your heart. Na kvachit daya. First, you unite living entities in this world of friendship and love. But before they can fulfill their desires and hopes, you pointlessly separate them while they are still unsatisfied. The truth is that, like the play of a child, this whimsical behavior of yours is useless. So these little Braja gopis, these Braja abalas, these weak, lotus-stemmed arm gopis, are telling Vidatta, providence. It can mean Brahma or it can mean God. They're saying, you're like a child. You're like a foolish child. What is this? You bring two people together because they say it's arranged by God, marriages are arranged in heaven, they have all these kind of phrases like this. All this, marriages are all arranged in heaven, it's written up there. That means God arranges it. Doesn't do a very good job in a lot of time. I think he better get a new arranger or something like that. Fire his arranging minister. If he's the prime minister, who's ever the minister of marriage arrangements, better get fired and get a new one. But somehow or other, he takes the blame because, you know, he's a minister, so whatever he's a prime minister, so whatever the small ministers do, it comes on to him. So God is arranging these marriages, so the gopis are saying, what is this? What's the point? You bring people together, then you uselessly separate them. What is your idea? What is your ambition here? They said, the fact is that you're playing like a child. You just bring some blocks together and you pile them together, then you take them and throw them on the other side of the room. What is this? It's like a whimsical, mindless playing of a child. So the gopis are looking up and say, you stupid. You providence, you're like a child. You're mindless, you're playing whimsically. This behavior of yours is useless. So the gopis are basically saying, God, you're good for nothing. God, you're good for nothing. You're useless. So just see the extent of this feeling they're saying here. They're blaming him. The Braja Devis, whose hearts have been seized by Sri Krishna, are distressed in fear of impending separation from him. They have heard that Akrura has come with a chariot to take their pranakant, Shamsundar, to Mathura. Tormented by the fear of future separation, the Braja Devis, speaking to like-minded gopis, express their own special sentiments of love and afflictions of separation. In doing so, they reveal the helplessness of their prema. They heard the news vibrating throughout the ethers of Barsana. Sri Krishna is going to Mathura, to Marupuri. When she heard this, the luster of Bhadra Gopi's lotus face and the lotus faces of the other Tatastha Gopis withered and became dejected. When Shyamala Sakhi and other Surit Paksha gopis, they heard this, their dresses, belts, hair, and so on became loose. Chandravali, who is Vipaksha, or the opposite party, and she went into samadhi, and she closed her eyes and began to see Sri Govinda in her heart in meditation. The crown jewel of all the Brajagopis, Mahabhavati, Radhika, and her other Swapaksha gopis, her own group, Lalita and Vishakha, they envisioned in their hearts various Prem Vilas, pastimes of their beloved, his behaviors, dealings, laughter, glances, and so forth. Then, overwhelmed by the deep pain of separation, they began to cry. In different groups, the gopis expressed their own innermost feelings according to their prem. And they all came together, all the different groups, Vipaksha, friendly party, neutral party, the antagonistic party, the supporting party, all the different parties of gopis. They all came together and they had one common bond. They voiced a deep pain of separation. They all spoke this verse in unison. If our life errs, leave our bodies due to the pain of separation from Sri Krishna, then Vidata, or Providence, is solely responsible. O Vidata, you rule this universe very well, but is there no arrangement for compassion in your kingdom? He's saying, you're very good at controlling and ruling this universe, but don't you dispense any compassion? Don't you have any feelings for the people in your universe that you're ruling so perfectly? Have you ever just once contemplated what is just and what is unjust? If you ever did, you wouldn't be so harsh. You arrange for the meeting and separation of living beings according to a mere whim. You establish affectionate friendships between jivas, but only for a moment do you let them relish the happiness of meeting before you again submerge them in the ocean of separation. You are heartless and cruel, and we are the witness to all your cruelty and heartlessness. Your behavior is like an ignorant child who makes toys and then afterwards destroys them. Right? You see it on the beach. The kid makes it. Little castle, then and wipes it away, and then builds up something. Or they build something, and then they put a firecracker inside and blow it up. I can remember some things like this. We make something, you know. We take some toys. We had some toy soldiers, and some tanks and things like that. So then we had them all. We pile them all up, and we got some M160s. It's a big firecracker. And we pretended like it was a landmine, my brother and I. So I put a cigarette fuse on it. And we put all the soldiers on the ground, and we dug a little hole under the ground. See, I grew up on a farm. And all the soldiers there, and then we put this firecracker, and then it was a landmine. You know, the soldiers would come and hit the landmine. So we went back, and then the thing went boom! And all the soldiers went flying, and the legs broke off, and the tank busted in half. And it was like really a lot of fun. And then our father said, "What happened to your soldiers?" You know, he said they lost the war. He stepped on a landmine, and that was it. Katam hogya haribom. So the children, so that Providence, he's like a child. He's playing with us like we're toys, and he's just bringing us together, then blowing us up. What is this? So they say, "You're not only merciless, unscrupulous, and inconsiderate, you're also wicked. Your present behavior is highly contemptible. First, you created the form of our pranakant, Mukunda," because God makes all the forms and everything. "You created Mukunda, who embodies all beauty, sweetness, and charm. He charms the entire universe. And then you allowed us darshan of that beautiful form, Mukunda, by which our hearts experience boundless love. However, after placing this unprecedented form of beauty, charm, and sweetness before our eyes, you again took it away. So far away you took our Pranakant, the beloved of our very life heirs. Such deceit is not proper. Only a wicked person can act like this. Why do you behave sinfully, even though you are so wise and learned? Are you not committing the sin of taking back that which you have given? This is considered a great sin. So you give some gift. You give, oh, I know, I gave you that watch. No, actually, I need that watch back. You know, please give me that back. This in Vedic Dharma, in terms of Dharma Shastra, this is a very, very serious sin. Very, very serious sin. To once give something, then take it back. So, don't do it. So, the gopis are saying this, that the gopis are calling God a red Indian. They say, God, you're an Indian giver. You've given us Krishna. You created, you're the creator. God, you're the creator. You created the form of Mukunda. That's well and good. I'm glad for that. And then you arranged that we would meet this Govinda, or this Pranakant, and we're very happy for that. And then you arranged that we would exchange have loving exchanges, and we experience boundless joy serving Krishna and being with him, and that's very good. But now, for what reason? You're so wicked now. What is the reason? What did we do? What did we do? We're innocent. Are you taking him away for no reason? Some wrestling match? We can wrestle over here. Coward boys are always wrestling. Sometimes, and Radharani wrestles with Krishna and defeats him. And Dalji Mandir, Gauri Dalji. Gauri Dalji Mandir and Vrindavan Brikhomar. Radharani wrestled with Krishna and flipped him up in the air and threw him on the ground. So, Gauri Dalji ki. So this is possible. So they're just thinking that they're... So this is... This is the experience in this Ruda Bhav that they feel so much. They can just give the sauce to God himself. And this is the point in text 9 about how a yuga passes in a moment. Again, it's from chapter 39. Same Viraha Gita. Actually, these Gitas are there in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam for us to study and study the commentaries, because most of these Gitas are different levels of separation. There's Venu Gita, which is Purvarag, and then there's Pranaya Gita, and that's Viraha Gita, and Gopi Gita, and Brahma Gita, Mahishi Gita. Most of them are all about separation, viraha. And this is the bhajan. This is the bhajan that we're discussing. How to develop the mood of separation, how to develop the feeling of separation. So that separation that we want to understand and incorporate into our chanting of the holy name is most perfectly expressed in the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis. So therefore these six Gitas are there in the 10th canto. And they're highly commented upon. So by studying these, then this mood, this comes, again, following the nectar of devotion, that whomever you associate with, you take on the color of that. If you read chapters and books all about viraha and about separation, then that viraha bhav, that some reflection of that, some contact with that will come in the heart. And will enter into one's chanting. And one's overall feeling, he'll start to feel, I feel separation from Krishna. It may come beginning, we feel separation from a devotee of Krishna. And we may feel separation from the Dham of Krishna. What I always try to encourage sometimes students is that we should feel separation firstly from the holy name of Krishna. Because this is our first introduction with Krishna, is a holy name. For example, we chant. We have a set time, maybe every day. We sit down and we chant, and then usually devotees chant in the morning, and then we chant, and we're directly associating with Krishna. We're praying, and we're thinking of Krishna, and hearing, and trying our best to be absorbed in Krishna's name. And then we go on with our duties. We have many duties in the world, working and etc. And then I suggest that sometimes we should stop for a second and say, wait a minute, when's the last time I met Krishna? When's the last time, we can use the term remembered Krishna, when's the last time I remembered Krishna? When's the last time I met Krishna? When's the last time I thought of Krishna? When's the last time I remembered Krishna? And all those things are accomplished by this question. When's the last time I chanted Hare Krishna? I finished my rounds at 7 o'clock. Then I take breakfast. I went to work. I went to college. I went to these classes. I went here and there. I chit-chatted. I laughed. I joked. I ate. I slept. I did all so many things. But during this last 5 hours, did I chant Hare Krishna one time? 5 times? 10 times? Not to speak, not getting out bees or clickers or whatever and knocking off a few clicks or a few rounds or whatever. Well, just even did the holy name pass across my tongue or pass across my mind between patients or between, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Or I'm on a phone call and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So this is, a devotee will feel some, the separation will begin with, because our contact with Krishna, our spurti with Krishna, our vision of Krishna is a holy name, Krishna's holy name. So we'll begin to feel separation from the holy name. And like we brush our teeth, it's a little hard to chant when brushing the teeth. So then we may be thinking of Krishna. But as soon as there's some time, as soon as there's some airspace between our mouth and our ears, what do you want to fill that airspace with? That airspace, that ether space. There's some space between your mouth, between our mouths and our ears. So if we don't consciously fill that airspace with Krishna, then it will be filled with Maya. Husband, wife, friends, TV, news, this, that, other thing. So many things will come in that airspace. So that's why Lord Chaitanya is telling us, first establish nishta with Krishna. Establish a firm feeling of friendship with Krishna. We want Krishna nishta. We want to have firm relationship with Krishna. Krishna nishta sambandha, a firm relationship. And this is established by always chanting, Kirtaniya Sadahari. This is nishta. Because when one is feeling humble, he feels a little bit like, where's my Krishna? Trinadapi Sunichina. So this is one point. Gopis are, they're feeling this one moment without Krishna. One moment without Krishna is like millions of years. But how many moments do we pass? How do we meet Krishna? Gopis are having saksha darshan. They're embracing Krishna. They're kissing Krishna. Krishna's everywhere with them. But how do we embrace Krishna? We embrace Krishna with our tongue or with our ears, with our mind. How do we meet Krishna? How do we see Krishna? So this is our experience. But then, do we feel like one minute without Krishna's name is like millions of years? It seems like 1 minute with Krishna seems like millions of years to finish the 16 rounds. Only try to chant 16 rounds. Then we think, oh my God, every hour seems to last for millions of years. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. But everything, we can try to draw some parallel to the... As we discuss this adiatmik vichara and adibhotika vichara and adidaivika vichara. So what we're reading on the daivika transcendental level is the most highest exchange of mahabhav between Krishna and his gopis in moments of separation in Vrindavan Leela. So it's far beyond our touch and our contact, because our bhav is nothing and their bhav is mahabhav. We are like zero, negative zero. We're only thinking about We're talking about Mahabhav, and we're hearing about Mahabhav, and what are we thinking about? Mahaprasade Govinde Namab. So this is the problem here. Someone's like a little bit sleepy, and I say, Maha? They wake up and say, Maharaj just talking about some Mahaprasad. No, I'm talking about Mahabhav. Mahabhav Surupini Radha. Rasaraj, Mahabhav, Nimai. That Chalak Balak taking his Shishu Sangha. Shishu Sangha and messing up the... disturbing the Kanyagan or the Shishu Sangha on the banks of the Ganga, right? So this is Gopi's Mahabhava, is that if so, so this is their experience. So if we take it to Adi Atmak Vichar, or me, the Atma, me, what does this mean for me? What is my separation? What is my Krishna? And what is my bhajan? And what is my loving expression and connection with the Lord? Am I dancing in the Rasa Leela? And is the Lord leaving the Rasa Leela? And I'm crying in separation. No, our mandala is the 108 beads and the holy name. So then, Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna. This is only nishta. Nishta is when one is always reaching out for the holy name. Just imagine if we were drowning. If we're drowning in the ocean, and then we'd be reaching out trying to grab something solid to hold on to, some log floating in the water, or some dead body, or anything. Or it's like, we'd be reaching, or just going under the water, and we're reaching up, get something solid to hold on to. So if we're feeling separated, this is nishta, that one is always reaching for the holy name. Nishta means I'm always reaching for the holy name. I feel if I'm not reaching for the holy name, then I'm bloop, 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 blooping, you know, bloop, 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 bloop. I'm going under the water. So I'm drowning, right? Bhava Sindhu. Bhajahure mana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanaravind. Bhava Sindhu Re. Bhava Sindhu Re. I'm drowning in a bhava, in this ocean of material existence. And I'm grabbing at straws. I'm thinking, oh, my wife will help me, my husband will help me, my society, my bank account. We're grabbing at something. But we should actually feel that I'm drowning without Krishna's name. Krishna, Krishna. I just made the parathas. I made the children's lunch boxes. I made the husband's tiffin. Everything is perfect. I'm on time. I'm watching the clock. I'm on time. Everyone's all tiffin's ready. All tiffins lined up, all tiffins ready, all food in place, dal in floor one, and sabji in floor two, chapatis in floor three, and sweets in floor five or four. Everything's ready, ready and waiting for the soldiers and family to take them. And I'm watching the clock, and everything's ready, but what about if I chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. This is the thing. Gopis are teaching that they can't exist. So if for a person attached to Krishna, even a moment of separation from him is intolerable. This is a symptom. Yugas together pass by in a moment. This is a symptom of Ruta Mahabhav. Yasyana raga lalita smita vago mantra lilava loka parirambana rasa goshtyam. Nitasmana shanam iva shanada vinatam gopyakatam nuvatiremataman tarantam. So this is the gopis again, Viraha Gita. Oh, Sakhi. All the Sakhis are looking at each other. They're just looking at each other. Hearing the news that tomorrow at sunrise a Krura is going to whisk Krishna out of Vrindavan, the Sakhis are looking at each other and saying, oh, Sakhis. By Krishna's captivating, affectionate smile, sweet, intimate conversations, playful glances and loving embraces, the long, long nights of the Rasa Leela passed in a moment. Indeed, how can we now overcome the boundless anguish of separation from him? So this again, we're reminded, again, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving us, these are verses in a chapter on Saptama Yam Sarana. And for the Ajata Rati Sadaka, he has to develop these deep feelings of viraha, Because the more we develop the feelings of viraha, the quicker we'll come to the level of prema. And prema has these two aspects, feeling separation from the Lord and feeling and being with the Lord, being unified with the Lord, being directly associating with Him and being in separation. Viraha and sambhog, enjoying intimately together with the Lord, all kinds of leelas. Pashakela, playing some board, and you move pieces here and there, and there's some wager, some gambling. Pashakela or Julan or Bhojan Leela. So many Leelas are there in Sambhog, enjoying happily together. Then Viraha. Being separated. The Krishna's gone out with the coward boys at separation. Krishna's in Nandagram at home sleeping at separation. Or Krishna goes to Mathura, it's also separation. Pravas and Durvas, like this. Durvas. So these are teachings for us, these verses, he's chosen these verses from Viraha Gita for the Ajatarati Sadaka, that Sadaka or practitioner who is not at the level of Bhava. He will read these and he will pray to these verses and he will pray to the gopis and pray to Krishna that some of this Vipralamba, this mood of separation will come into my chanting of the holy name, especially when I chant Hari Ram, Hari Ram. Because these two This pair of holy names, Hari Ram, represents this viraha, this separation. Hari Ram. And then Ram, Ram, Hari Hari, like this. This Ram, Ram. Ram, Ram represents this separation. Then Hari Hari is this combined union and separation, which is Ashlishiva Parvatam Panashtamam. Ram, 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 Ram. Because this Ram is Raman, is the lover of Krishna, or Radharaman, the lover of Radha. So this Ram, repeatedly chanting Ram, this represents Viraha in this conception of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Viraha, Ram. Just like Radharani, when she's separated from Krishna, she's always chanting Krishna, 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 Krishna. So Mahaprabhu was moving around in India, searching for Krishna and Radhabhav. Then Radharani is chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. This is viraha. These two words, Krishna, Krishna, is viraha. When Krishna was about to depart from Mathura, the Brajagopis, who were distressed by the fear of imminent separation from him, began to lament, and they began to criticize providence in various ways. They said, this is Vishnu's commentary actually, that cruel Vidatta has arrived in Braj and he's taken the name and form of a Krura, which means not cruel. This is the paradox or the irony. Like someone comes and he's very mean and nasty and cruel. And you say, what is your name? Oh, my name is not cruel. I'm the one that's not cruel. Acha. But your actions are quite the opposite. It's like, so this is what the gopis are saying. What is this? Oh God, oh Providence, you've come here to Vrindavan? What a cheater. You're hiding your identity. You're saying, oh, what is your name? Oh, my name is Mr. Goodman. Mr. Goodman. I'm a very good man. But you're doing all bad things. You're killing people, murdering terrorism, blowing up buildings. And you say you're Mr. Goodman. I think you're Mr. Badman. The gopis are saying, Akrura, you're bad. I mean, your providence, you come here as Mr. Badman, and you're giving yourself the name Mr. Goodman. We gave up our... Don't you know what we've done, Providence? We gave up our families and religious principles, and we offered our everything to the lotus feet of a Pranakant Shamsundar. Now what will happen to us? Oh, destiny is unfavorable to us. There is no means of protection from this calamity about to befell us. That was one gopi's feelings. Another gopi said, oh, Sakhi, listen. Today, let's abandon all shame and hesitation. We will somehow stop Govinda's journey to Mathura. Seeing our boldness and independence, all of our relatives will be displeased. Our family elders will not tolerate our shameless behavior. And our family friends will punish us, threaten us with death, or forcibly evict us from our homes. But Sakhi, We have already given up all attachment to home, family, relative, name, shame, bodily relations, everything. If our relatives throw us out of our houses, that will be very auspicious for us. That will be a great blessing. Because then we can easily attain the company of Govinda. Right? You're on your own. Hey, you're out. Out. Get out of this house. I don't care what you come or go. Do whatever you want. You're out of here. There's no rules. There's no walls. There's no doors. You're on your own. Oh, great. Kick my heels. Jump for joy. Move as I like. Go where I want. Come and go. Go out early. Come back late. Go out late. Come back early. Go out and don't come back. Free. A bird released from its cage. The gopis are saying, we don't mind. That's good. Kick us out. That's mangalam, bodh auspicious. We shall give up our homes and we will roam here and there in the forest with Krishna. Even if our relatives punish us with death, there won't be any loss because it is better to die than be separated from Govinda. What happens if they lock us up? Maybe they'll lock us up in our homes and put a big steel ball around our ankle. Ball and chain. Listen, we can't trust you. You're always running off to Vrindavan. You're always running off with Krishna. Now we're going to tie you up. Ball and chain. You can't go anywhere. Okay, fine. Then we will just fast until death. You tie us up and lock us in the home, then we will fast until death. And how will we die? We will die happily. Why happily? Because we will die meditating on our pranakant, Govinda. Therefore, Sakhi, considering all these alternatives and options and possibilities, why should we wait? Go quickly. Don't delay. Let's go and stop Govinda's journey to Mathura. Did they? Did they stop his journey to Mathura? They tried. While Krishna's beloveds were burning in the heat, lamenting and burning in the heat of separation, they fell unconscious on the ground. At that time, happy memories of meeting began to awaken in their hearts, where the previous night of rasa manifested. So they fell unconscious. Then they had Swapna Vilas, in their dreams, say, ah, we're there. We're with Krishna. And dear Shamir, on the banks of the Yamuna, the full moon is shining all on our faces. It's feeling so refreshing and cooling. And this cool sands, the camphor-like sands under our feet, as the sand caresses our feet as we dance in the steps of the rasa dance. Krishna has his arm on our shoulder. And we're holding his hand, and we're dancing together on the banks of the Yamuna. His gentle, sweetly smiling, loving lotus face, his affectionate, charming conversations, his strong embraces manifested on the screen of their hearts. And that night, the night before Krishna left, seemed to pass very slowly. The thought of being deprived of Krishna's sweet company, the pain of separation seemed like countless forest fires. Sometimes it's explained by acharyas that the gopis felt so much pain of separation as if they were being bitten by 1,000 scorpions simultaneously. Of course, I don't know if anyone's been bitten by 1 scorpion. I have not had that fortune, and I don't pray for such fortune. But I have been bitten by a little wasp, a yellow jacket. A little guy lands on your arm, and then it swells up and sore for a couple of days. And he's like one wasp, one little yellow jacket wasp walla. He's like one scorpion is like 100 of those guys. So, you know what? Everyone's had that experience. A little fly like rascal wallas, you know they. So imagine thousands and thousands of scorpions stinging you, biting you at the same time. Inconceivable. The gopis lamented, how can we carry on and live without our pranakant? In the afternoon, when Krishna, surrounded by the coward boys, returned from the forest, the beauty of his face is so unprecedented. The indescribable sound of his murali and his sidelong glances, they stir our hearts, oh sakis. Krishna's face, which is covered by the dust that has been raised by the cow's hooves, his curly locks of hair, the extraordinarily beautiful garland of forest flowers around his neck, his sidelong glances, all revealed his love-filled desires. How can we forget our loving exchanges? That day, Sri Krishna prepared to go to Mathura, leaving the gopis behind. Who can express their deep anguish? When the time for departure came, the barrier of their patience broke and they all assembled, loudly expressing the great pain in their hearts by incessantly wailing, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. So this was their loud proclamation to the entire universe that yes, let everyone know now the secret of our hearts. For 11 years, this secret has been kept concealed. Gupta. Hidden secret love. Gopi. Gopi. Goop. Secret. This love has been secretly hiding in our hearts of every gopi. Of all the Braja gopis for 11 long years. Remember, everything changes after 12 years. Remember? 12-year cycles. So Krishna was here for about 12 years. And right at the 12-year time, then the party was over. Krishna left. So they were concealing this love in so many expert ways by the usual maneuvers ladies do, by lying, by saying they're going here and there. And so many schemes and plans. Yogamaya helped them to meet with Krishna. But now it was too much. It was unbearable. So then all the gopis assembled, all of them together. It was a huge kirtan, a huge kirtan. Hundreds and hundreds of gopis surrounding the chariot of Akrura. You can imagine if everyone, there's like a secret which hundreds of ladies know, but no one else knows except these hundreds of ladies. And all of a sudden, all the hundreds of ladies gather around, and then they open their mouths. This is a secret. Did you know that the king's wife is not chaste? Huh? You know, and everybody faints, you know. So this is, everyone was there. Can you imagine? Krishna's leaving Vrindavan. Who, let me ask you this. Who wasn't there? Were the peacocks there? The peacocks were there. Were the parrots there? The parrots were there. Were the coquilles there? The cuckoos were there. Were the monkeys there? The monkeys were there. Because he was such a great provider for them. Krishna gave so much free yogurt to the monkeys. You know, when your well-wisher, when your benefactor is leaving you, you feel sad. Oh my God, did you hear the news? Hey, monkey. Hey, monk. Did you hear Krishna's leaving? Oh my God. How are we going to live without all those free yogurt donations? You know, he made stealing yogurt so much easier. Krishna made stealing yogurt so much easier because he would open the window for us and he would bring the pots right out to us and feed us directly in the courtyard. It's so hard to get to that yogurt stash. And he's leaving. So all the monkeys were there, all the gopas, Nanda Maharaj, Rishabhano, Kirtana, everyone was there. It was the biggest event of the century. It was broadcast on Star TV and Asta and everywhere, BBC. All eyes were on Krishna. Every single person was there. A whole Braj Mandal, just like everyone was under Govardhan Hill for the Sambhog Leela. Everybody in Vrindavan was under the Govardhan Hill. Who was not there? Indra wasn't there. That we know. But everyone was there, all the peacocks, all the cows. This is Sambhog, union with Krishna. 7-day Sambhog, Saptaha, Sangha. 7 long days and nights. And then this is the Viraha Leela. This is separation. And everybody was there also. And so everyone is feeling their own different feelings that Krishna is going. And then all the gopis, Govinda Dhamo Dharan. And so there's one thing to say something. Govinda. Oh, my name's Govinda. Okay, Govinda. Oh, my name's Damodar. Okay, Damodar, Madhav. But when the gopis, each one of these words was full of an ocean of ras. It was not a word, it was an ocean of ras coming out of their mouths. It was like a tufan. A tufan. Sometimes they have these hurricanes at 250 kilometer an hour winds. And they pick up buses and throw them in the air like toothpicks. In South Africa, there was once a hurricane, and Prabhupada was there. He said, yes, I saw, when he came to France. He said, yes, I saw. The buses were flying in the air like toothpicks. How do you know? A bus, you know a bus? A big bus. It was flying in the air like a toothpick. There was so much wind, it picked up the bus and was whirling around in the sky. Now, fortunately, you weren't on that bus. So much force in that wind and that tufan, that hurricane, cyclone, typhoon. So each of these words coming from the gopi's mouth, Govinda Damodar Madhav, was like a typhoon, like a tufan, or you say tufan, typhoon. In English, they say typhoon, and you say tufan. So it sounds, Hindi and English have some similarity. A typhon is a tufan. Interesting, huh? I mean, it's heavy wind. So heavy force, heavy power, so much backing. It's not, okay, there's wind. Whew. I go, whew. That's also wind. You blow out your birthday candles. Of course, we don't, Vaishnavas. That's considered offensive. They go, whew. But then the wind of a tufan. So the force, what is the force? Each one of these words, these names of Krishna, had a whole incredible force behind it, the whole tufan or typhoon of force. The force, what was that force? That force was it 5,000 kilometer an hour winds of their Mahabhav, of their intense love and attachment for Krishna. So when they said Govinda, it was earth shattering. It was cataclysmic or whatever it is. What is it? Cataclysmic? It was like a cataclysm. It was like the end of the universe. The earth was cracking in half with each word. Govinda! Damodar! Mala! Not only one gopi, but hundreds and hundreds of gopis together in unison. Govinda! So we go to Govinda Kund and we play with our echo. We say, Krishna, Radha, Sham. No, the echo, you say Radhe, then it goes like Radhe. But this was echoing all over Vrindavan. This was the last word in Vrindavan. This was the final newscast before the whole Vrindavan disintegrated, before the meltdown. Akura, A for Akura, A for atom bomb. So Akura was like the atom bomb for Vrindavan. 5 billion megatons. 5 billion megaton atom bomb coming on a chariot. Right? Like sometimes you put a bunch of bombs in a car and storm the what do they call it? Embassy. With a bunch of bombs inside the car, right? And they blow up. So this bomb, Akura, was an atom bomb on a chariot. And he blew up. He just like decimated. He melted the whole of Vrindavan down. And there's only three words that were heard in Vrindavan for the rest of the time. Govinda Damodar Madhav, Govinda Damodar Madhav, Govinda Damodar Madhav, Govinda Damodar Madhav. And every peacock was walking around, Govinda Damodar Madhav, everyone. Because this is the last thing that was said. And in these three words, everyone was remembering Krishna. That's all they had. All that was left of Krishna was three words. Govinda Damodar Madhav. Govinda Damodar Madhav. Govinda. One gopi would look at another gopi with an empty, like most empty, desolate, unhappy face. And coming out of her eyes was Govinda Damodar Madhav. And the other gopi would look at her blank stare in her eyes like she was already dead. And out of her eyes would come Govinda Damodar Madhav. It's like this. Govinda Damodar Madhav, Govinda Damodar Madhav. Govinda Damodar Madhaveti. Well, Bilvananga Thakur, when he was doing bhajan in Vrindavan, he identified very much. He became tanmoy with this verse. And he entered deep into this mood of this verse from the Viraha Gita in chapter 39, where these words are there. The gopis speak these three eternal mantras of Vrindavan. Like we're hearing, what's that song? It says, Khan Khan, Radhe Radhe. Every atom is vibrating. Vrindavan Khan Khan Bole Radhe Radhe. Vrindavan Khan Khan Bole Radhe Radhe. In Vrindavan Khan Khan, in every atom, Anora Niyan Mahato Mahiyan, every single atom of this land of Vrindavan is chanting Radhe Radhe. So at that time, every single atom of Vrindavan was chanting Govinda Damo Da Madhaveti, Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti, Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti. So these three words, if we can enter this Viraha Gita with these three words, then so much separation will come in our chanting and our bhajan. So this is something we can try to think about for today. Hare Krishna. Bhajan Rahasyam Ki Jai.